Hello, everyone. This is Esther Wien. Welcome to Torah Timecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we'll be studying the last pasuk of Perek Gimel. All right, here we go. In this pasuk, we have an analogy of the King Shlomo, who obviously is Hashem, and the crown that his mother crowns him with. Who is the mother of Hashem, and what is the crown, and when is this happening, and what is the wedding, and when is the day of the joy of his heart? Let's look at Pasuk 11. Let's read it. Sena u'ra'ena b'nos Tzion. Go out and see, daughters of Tzion. Who are they? B'melech Shlomo, King Shlomo, that's Hashem. Remember? From chat unit one, Biatara she'itcholo imo, the crown that his mother crowned him with. Biyom chasunaso, the day of his wedding. When did Hashem get married? Ubiyom simchas libo, the day of the joy of his heart. Well, the last Mishnah in Tanis teaches us that this is referring to the wedding, meaning the union, male female. That is when God gave us the Torah, spoke to us mouth to mouth, as we just explained last week. And the day of the joy of his heart is the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Bimhera B'Yameinu, meaning the future, the third Beis HaMikdash. So, again, Hashem's mother will crown him. What does that mean? What's a crown? Obviously not physical. On the day of the giving of the Torah, we know there's destined to be another experience of mouth to mouth. We also know that there will be a building of the third Beis HaMikdash, which is the concretized place of this union in this world. Alrighty. Well, if you think you are confused by who might be, you know, what this means, who might be the mother of Hashem, don't worry, you are not alone. Here is a medrash in Shir HaShirim Rabbah. Rav Nechunya said, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai asked Rabbi Yossi. So, guess what? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, the father of Kabbalah, of the Zohar, okay, the master, is also confused by what this could possibly mean. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai asked Rabbi Yossi, is it possible that you heard from your father an explanation for this phrase, the crown that his mother crowned him with? So he said to him, yes, it can be understood by a mashal. See, a mashal is described by another mashal. It can be understood by a parable of a king who had an only daughter, and he loved her exceedingly. He could not stop cherishing her. He could not, in other words, he was cherishing her so much he needed to find a way to express this. So out of his love, he called her my daughter, and he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim 45:11, Shemi Biti, listen, my daughter, Ri'i, and see. But then he could not stop cherishing her even more, until he expressed that love by calling her my sister. He quotes a pasuk from Shir HaShirim in chapter 5. Pischili, open up for me, Achosi Rayasi, my sister, my beloved, my wife. And then he cherished her so much, he couldn't express himself until he was able to call her my mother. Quotes a pasuk from Yeshayahu, Shimi Leumi. Okay? And Chazal say, do not read it, Le'umi, my nation, but Le'imi, my mother. So Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, after hearing this, stood up, he kissed him on the head, and he said, had I only come into this world to hear this, it would have been enough. What's going on here? Well, the secret to the mashal that explains the mashal, okay, is that there are three relationships between Hashem and humanity, ultimately through the Jewish people, even with us as individually. Obviously, the Jewish people are the light to the nations because we were the first to commit to finally attaining the perfect shleimus, wholeness of this relationship between God and man, and to lead the way for everybody else. So there are three stages to this relationship. The relationship first begins as my daughter. Then it shifts. It transforms into my sister, my wife, and then it transforms into my mother. What do we mean by that? We mean the following. We mean that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from this world, again, is that his self-expression, his ratzon, right? Divine thought will be concretized in this physical world through people aligning their own minds, through the mind meld, through the attachment of people to the source of what we are and the context of what we are, so that our choices, our actions are going to bring into reality God's intentions and God's thoughts in the world, and ultimately God's destiny, which is that the entire world, both the creation and humanity, will know itself as Tzelem Elokim, and will live accordingly. Now, the first stage of this is Hashem has to teach us. That's called my daughter, Chinuch, the education phase. Hashem has to teach the world that this is the case, that this is the plan, that this is the capacity of man. This is called the king and the daughter. And you know what? When the Jewish people committed to getting this relationship right and leading the rest of the world down the same path to this, Hashem gave us a Torah. And for 1,000 years, we entered into the chinuch phase, meaning just like a child lives in their parents' house and their parents teach them and show them hands-on, black and white examples of what's right and what's wrong and explain to them. And not only that, but you know, always clean up the messes and fix the problems. And because the child is just learning. Well, the Jewish people spent the first 1,000 years in this phase called my daughter, in the chinuch phase, in which Hashem, through the Torah and through prophecy and through miracles and through a Beis HaMikdash and through clear visions in the world of Hashem expressing himself through the interference in nature, which we call miracles, right? And again, through prophecy, speaking on behalf of God, and there were millions of prophets, Hashem taught us all of what we're learning today, all of how we should eventually know ourselves and what our self-concept should be and how we should live and how to become that and how to condition ourselves to be in sync with that at all times. That is called Torah mitzvahs. Now, in those 1,000 years of chinuch, okay, in the role of daughter, who is speaking? Whose thoughts, whose self-expression is paramount? Clearly the mother, clearly the father, clearly the king, right? The king is the one who is speaking, so to speak, on behalf of himself, so to speak, explaining himself. This is who I am, this is who you are, and this is the goal. We know that children do not automatically, by osmosis, in just say, oh, that all makes sense, now I'm going to live my life completely in sync with your guidance and your will. No. What happens is the child, the concretization, right? The one that is responsible for concretizing all these great truths in the world, the human being, the person, doesn't just do that automatically by osmosis. They go through a process where they begin to mature and they begin to start trying out living with this identity. And of course, in that process, they're going to make some mistakes, but they're also going to have some incredible victories. They're going to go through what we call the stage of emerging adulthood, okay, as a nation, not just as individuals. Now, that would be called my sister, my wife, meaning that we know ourselves to be Hashem's partners, not necessarily now the recipient, the daughter, the one who's being taught everything, where everything's being imposed upon us, but rather the more of an equal, a sister or a wife that represents equality. This is represented by the second stage in Jewish history, which is a very short phase, sort of like the teenage years of self-development within the context of who we are, but also not fully integrated into who we are. But this stage would be the stage of what we call the Second Temple era, really a stage where we were in Israel, but there was no prophecy, no miracles. You know what defines that stage? The Hanukkah story. What happened there? We kind of, knowing who we are after the 1,000 years of chinuch, the first 1,000 years of Jewish history from entering Israel till the destruction of the First Temple, we kind of knew who we were, and when we were threatened by the command to the decree to Hellenize, we stood up and we said, no, we're not. We know who we are. We're going to sacrifice ourselves for it. And we did, and we went out there without any guarantees, without any miracles. And you know what? We stood for who we established our identity, but Hashem had our back. There was the miracle of the few in vanquishing the many, and the special miracle in the Beis HaMikdash of the candle, you know, the light that burned for 8 days. In other words, Hashem is saying to us, I got your back. I'm here just because I'm no longer expressing myself directly in your lives through prophecy and miracles. I am here for you. This is the stage of what is called emerging adulthood or sister and wife. Okay, now the long exile, 2,000 years since the destruction of the Second Temple. What is that? That is the long journey of history where Hashem has withdrawn, so to speak, not out of a sense of, God forbid, anger or hopelessness, or not because Hashem has given up on us. No, the extreme opposite. When a parent no longer directly involves themselves in the child's life, it's not because they hate the child or they're sick of the child or the child is a lost cause. It's because the child's an adult and the parent knows that everything they taught is in there. And with time and with trial and error and learning from experience, the child will discover that all that was infused into them is the one and only truth, and they will come to deeply embrace it, own it, and identify with it. What? Okay. What this means is that the long journey of Gullus is the emergence of the Jewish people in the role of what we call the mother of Hashem, meaning we find the strength, the commitment, the perseverance to take responsibility for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's self-expression being concretized in this world. We stick to the value system we learned in the first 1,000 years in the chinuch phase, in the daughter phase. We create the lifestyle through mitzvahs, through Shabbos and Yontif, and the way we do everything. We create in this world a locus, a place to go, an address for expressing the expression of Hashem's ratzon, destiny for mankind, in this world. Essentially, what the Jewish people do in the role of Mother of Hashem is take responsibility for the great truths to grow in this world through us, to be expressed through us. And eventually, when these great truths are understood in the world, that is referred to as crowning Hashem. Crowning means that everybody recognizes the authority and the overarching concern. The king is meant to take responsibility for the people, the concern, the love, the inclusivity within the identity, so to speak, of the king. When the king says, I, it means my whole country. Okay? Now, what is the most important idea that is Hashem's self-expression? And that's what we learned, Tzelem Elokim, that the human being is valued, that the human being is here to, like God, express their identity and that it should be respected. This concept has been the message of the Jewish people from the moment of the exile from Egypt. Let's say it this way. The entire world owes the Jewish people a huge debt of gratitude because we are the people that personally endured hundreds of years of slavery just so that God can establish forever that the suppression of another human being is evil. Just so God can make a public protest against the devaluation and the dehumanization of human beings. Just so that God can establish forever that a human being is a Tzelem Elokim, which is what is written in chapter 1 of the Torah, which was given on Har Sinai. For this message, the Jewish people went through our unique history. And this message has stayed alive in the minds and the hearts of the Jewish people forever. We are the source of all sensitivity to human rights, human dignity, social justice. Do you know who was the first social justice warrior in Judaism? Moshe, killing the Mitzri, standing up for the underdog. He was an Egyptian. He was a prince. The Jewish people's leaders are always fighting for justice and charity. In fact, that is why Avram was granted to be the father of all the religions and all the nations, because he will teach his children tzedek u'mishpat, justice and righteousness. Social justice, dignity of man, the violation of the Tzelem Elokim as expressed through exploitation and devaluation and dehumanization is the message of Judaism. And all our mitzvos, those prohibitions that do not let us take advantage of other people in a trillion sorts of ways, those mitzvos that remind us of the dignity of the human being, including all of the mitzvos of how we're supposed to treat someone who can't support themselves and sells themselves as an indentured servant, we treat them like a king. Everything about Judaism and our mitzvos is to establish in the world the concept of Tzelem Elokim, so that every single human being understands themselves to be just like God, and every human being looks at every other human being, and instead of saying, oh my goodness, this is just some sort of survival of the fittest competition over here, no. Every human being looks at another human being and says, you too are one aspect of God's self-expression. What you can express, I can't. I need you to be at the top of your game so you can express your particular unique version of Hashem's self-expression. Now, this is called crowning Hashem. And the day of his wedding, which is the day when we will once again have a mind meld, as there was on Har Sinai, of divine thought into our mind so that it utterly forms our identity. And when that will be concretized in the real world with the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, then we will have completed the journey of history, completed our role as Mother of Hashem, and make no mistake about it, every single Jew who sacrifices for the Torah and the mitzvahs is the Mother of Hashem. We don't have prophecy. We don't have miracles. We're doing this because it's who we are. The fact that we rose up from the Holocaust and a few decades later there were 100,000 people dancing for the Siyum HaShas, because we know who we are and we will represent that and we will know our identity and that will overflow from us with joy. And we will always stand for these great truths originating in the Torah, particularly the value of the human being. This means that we have succeeded in our role of Mother of Hashem. And everybody, all other countries and nations and empires and all elements of humanity will come out to see how this has been achieved. And so this is the last pasuk of chapter 3. And I just want to mention one quick idea. Okay, when you read Navi and you say, how could they have behaved that way? We would never do that today, right? Some stories in Navi are just incomprehensible. Remember, this was the childhood mode. This is when we were being taught. You do not judge the success of your chinuch by how the kid is when they're 10. You look when they're an adult. Look at the Jewish people now. Look at our chesed. Look at our Achdus. Look at the fact that there could never be a civil war, no matter what, between Jew and Jew today. Look at how we've survived and what we stand for. Look at the positive, and we'll realize that the chinuch phase was very, very effective, and we have become the Mother of Hashem. Thank you all for joining in this learning, and may our study be L'Ilui Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.